In his new book, Reset the Middle East, former New York Times foreign correspondent Stephen Kinzer argues for a bold realignment of the West's links in the region. In a speech at London analyst group Chatham House, Kinzer explained his reasoning.
We're following policies that were made to address the Cold War Middle East. The strategic environment in the Middle East has changed tremendously since then. But our policies have not changed.
Kinzer's central premise is that the US is making the wrong friends and the wrong enemies in the Middle East. He says two criteria should determine who should be America's allies: the characteristics of the society and the country's long-term strategic goals. With those in mind, he says Turkey stands out as a natural partner.
Turkey has this vibrant capitalist economy, thriving democracy, not without problems, but certainly in a relative sense, quite an attractive one. And in addition, Turkey's long-term strategic goals parallel ours.
But it is Kinzer's assessment of Iran that will cause most surprise. Tehran and the West are currently locked in a diplomatic fight over Iran's nuclear program. Kinzer says, ignore the rhetoric, the Iranians should be America's closest allies.
Iran is the militant enemy of radical Sunni groups like Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Secondly, Iran has a huge ability to help stabilize Iraq. Iran also has tremendous ability to project influence in much of Afghanistan, which is the huge strategic challenge certainly facing the United States, and I'd argue also the whole West.
Rosemary Hollis, an expert on the Middle East at City University London, was among the audience listening to Kinzer's speech. She says he failed to address the central source of tension in the Middle East, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
He thought the most productive line for the United States to take would be to completely restructure the relationship with Iran and hope that that would change other things in the region. He has some big ideas. They are useful to get people thinking, but it's not a blueprint for how to proceed.
With the Israeli-Palestinian peace process seemingly deadlocked, Kinzer's book will certainly provoke debate over how the West should engage with the Middle East and what the future might hold for the region. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.